Over 60 years ago, the village had many shops which catered for most of the needs of village folk. Two butchers, two grocery stores, a garage, harness maker, and a bicycle shop were just some of the places where people could purchase their goods.
The next thing I wanted to ask you about is, do you remember the shops when you were little, say under 11, going to school? What sort of shops were there in the village? Could you down the street?
Starting from the war memorial, there's the post office in the Guildhall, where I used to. My uncle gave me some rabbits, and I used to sell the babies, and I used to go and put my money in the post office book in there. And that was up steps, you know, right on the end, you know, the big gate that when you go into the churchyard. It was there, where the post office was. Then the butchers on the left, Mr. Snow, and I used to go in there with my mother and my grandmother, and there was these big half a carcasses hanging in the shop, you know, the animals, the cows or whatever they were, and there used to be this lovely suet inside, you know, suet, what you cooked with, and we all used to have a piece to eat, because we loved it.
Raw?
Raw, yeah. Lovely. And that's what I can remember. All the meat was out in the, you know, show. There was nothing covered up. I can't remember any flies or whatever, but they used to be hanging up in the shop. Yeah, rabbits and everything. But more or less I can see these big half a carcasses hanging up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the scrubbed, you know, the white tables, the wooden tables were scrubbed white, and they were all in their lovely white aprons. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they killed the meat themselves?
Well, Mr. Campen, well, we're going, that's the outside the village, really, Dan Bridgebrook.
Yeah.
I think he used to kill his on the premises. I think he did.
Yes.
And I used to go down there sometimes and get meat, and he'd always sing to me.
Did you like that?
No, not really. Oh, Rosemary, I love. And so did Mr. Flutie. I used to hate it.
Where was Mr. Flutie working?
Well, we haven't got to that shop yet. Okay. That was the butcher's, and that was Mr. Snow's. There was two brothers, right?
Two brothers Snow.
Yes. And then the next was Luck and Smith's. And we used to go in there, and I used to go shopping for my mother in there. You know, it was everything. And what I used to love to see was how they patted the butter up, you know, and how they used to cut the cheese with a wire, and they used to put all the fruit and that in the blue bags, you know, the dried fruit in blue bags, and then to pay the money used to go along on a thing, a wire, you know, to the office, to the place. Yeah, we didn't have to go and pay that. They put it in there and that used to go along. Well, wait a minute, I've left something out. Before Mr. Snow, I can only just remember it, there was a little shop, you know, the Six Bells, you know, where that house is, where they've built, on there, just there was a little tiny butcher's there. That was Snow's, very small.
Opposite the main butcher.
Yeah, the main butcher, that had a little shop there, and then they went over the road. Can't remember any more. Oh, yes,
when you got
the harnesses on the beehive. You remember
beehive.
That one, Davis's.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
Did he just sell harnesses?
Or? Well, that I can't remember. And the beehive was there, wasn't it? Because there was an alleyway around the side where you can go around the back, and I used to have to go and get things from people.